on them to turn out the vote.
All of my plans and all of the hard work that I am offering to make it possible for us once again to see the results of presidential leadership that makes a difference in the lives of Americans can't happen unless we win.
In the meantime, Clinton is running a new ad that asks voters whom they would trust in the White House during a time of trouble. The Obama campaign accuses her of using politics of fear with that commercial in Pennsylvania. The ad includes images of Pearl Harbor, the 1929 stock market crash, and Osama bin Laden to ask voters whom they would trust. Gas prices are up for the first time to an average of $3.50 a gallon. Analysts expect prices could go even higher. Crude oil set a record for the sixth day in a row, closing above $117 a barrel. A spokesman for the Consumer Federation of America says those high prices are changing driving habits.
45% said they are driving less and indicated that their next vehicle they purchased must get better mileage than their current vehicle.
Auto industry expert Jesse Toprak says interest in hybrid vehicles is growing.
The market share itself more than doubled in the last 6 years. We anticipate this share to continue to increase in the next few years, but the growth will be more stable rather than a dramatic increase.
Tomorrow, the federal government plans to release a proposal to raise fuel efficiency standards for new cars and trucks. That will put the nation's fleet on track to reach 35 miles per gallon by the year 2020. This is AP Radio News. Federal health officials are warning a Chinese company that its manufacturing process for an ingredient in the blood thinner heparin aren't safe enough. Dr. Janet Woodcock, director of the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, says the FDA is confident that contaminants in heparin cause severe allergic reactions in hundreds of U.S. patients.
We have data in vitro, in the test tube, in other words, as well as animal data that shows that this contaminant can trigger events that would lead to these type of reactions.
About a dozen Chinese companies are involved in the manufacture of heparin. The American Heart Association is recommending that children undergo a thorough heart exam before they're prescribed ADHD drugs. Officials say stimulant drugs used to treat hyperactivity and attention deficit disorder could cause severe problems in kids with heart conditions. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Dental visits for my sons are a piece of cake. First, the office is like a playground. There are toys, kids' books, even a train that runs on a track throughout the whole suite. Dental science has changed, too. They can put sealants on teeth, fending off cavities like never before. As if you didn't know this was coming, things were different back in the day. To be honest, a poke in the eye with a sharp stick was preferable to seeing a dentist. Let's face it, dentistry was originally developed for the Spanish Inquisition. Strap some poor guy to a chair, brace open his mouth with a metal grill, scrape his teeth with a blade, and then poke around with pointy objects for an hour. My mom never told me when we were going to the dentist. We'd just be in the car riding along until I began to recognize the landmarks. It was like the Death Star coming into view, warning that danger lurked ahead. Mom's car slowly pulling into the garage of our dentist was akin to the Millennium Falcon trapped in the tractor beam being swallowed by the space station. Fortunately, I met and married my wife, who introduced me to modern dentistry. So with brushing and flossing, we can have our cake and eat it too. For the whole nine yards on this or any of my back in the day columns, log on to examinernews.com. I'm David Fallure.
Well, howdy! Thanks for coming to Big Bubba's. We got a mess of used cars. What can we do for you?
We're looking for,
something cute.
Well, here's a beauty. A 99 model with a moonroof. As a bonus, we'll throw in a leaking gas tank. You could be driving and kaboom! Adds that zing of excitement.
You got any other cars?
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications such as heart attack. Why is it important? Because 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die from a heart attack or stroke. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk for heart attack. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gabe Merkin, author of The Healthy Heart Miracle. The most famous neurologist of the 19th century S. Weir Mitchell, treated postpartum depression with 2 months of bed rest, with no sitting up, sewing, writing, or reading. Charlotte Gilman, famous writer in her time, was so infuriated by having to spend 2 months in bed after having her baby that in 1882 she wrote the famous The Yellow Wall Paper in the New England Magazine, in which she described how, as a young mother, she was isolated from her baby and other people and was treated like a nut because she was unhappy in domestic roles and wanted to have a career as well as being a mother. In 1973, her article was adopted by feminists throughout the world as a rallying cry for women who want to have careers. In the last decade, research has shown that postpartum depression may be caused by lack of dietary omega-3 fatty acids found in nuts, seeds, and deep-water fish.
Everybody, this is Dr. Osborne, your host. You're on live tonight with Alternatives for Health and Wellness. Tonight's topic is drug-nutrient interactions. Those of you who are taking chronic medications or taking medications for conditions as prescribed by your doctor may want to tune in and listen up closely, because we're going to talk about a lot of the ways that those particular medications can affect nutrient levels and induce nutritional deficiencies or interact with different types of nutrients. So if you want to call in and you have questions, feel free to do so. Our number is 281-558-5738. Once again, that's 281-558-5738. Feel free to call in with your questions. I've got a guest with me tonight who's also an expert on drug-induced nutritional deficiencies. His name is Dr. Don Ford. He has a practice in Sugar Land, Texas, Internal Medicine Associates of Sugar Land. And so he's going to be chiming in with me here tonight to give some of his clinical input and some of his experiences as well. So if you have a question for Dr. Ford, don't hesitate to call in. Once again, the number's 281-558-5738. So then let's jump straight into the topic. Drug-induced nutritional deficiencies, what does that really mean? I mean, it's a long phrase. Let's just start with some of the things that medications can do for benefit and how they can contribute then and lead to nutritional deficiencies. I'm going to give you some specific examples, and then we're going to go into different topics or different classes of medications and talk more specifically. But I want to first quote a study from an article that came out in the Journal of the American Medical Association. I think it was in 1998. In the article, the study was done on amount of deaths caused in hospitals through proper use of medications or through proper use or performance of different types of surgical procedures and how these things were done properly but could still contribute to a high death toll. And I think it's important to open up with this particular paper tonight because I think a lot of people, when they go to their doctors, they tend to not question or they tend to not ask enough questions or take enough of a role in their own health. And so they may go in after seeing a commercial for a medication and demand a particular medication. And they may go in and they may say, well, I want this one or I want that one because I saw a TV commercial and everybody was dancing and everybody was happy. And so what we're trying to do is we're just trying to educate you and encourage you to ask the right questions, because in many cases, having high blood pressure needs a medication. But in many cases, it doesn't require medication. And in many cases where it does require medication, it's important to know what are the long-term potential side effects of using that medication when you have to take it for the rest of your life or when you have to take it for longer than 6 months. So what this study in the JAMA and the Journal of American Medical Association basically determined was medications used in a proper fashion actually contributed to and caused 106,000 deaths, and that's per year, and that was considered by the authors of that paper a low estimation, and some would estimate that number is as high as 250,000, which potentially could make prescription medication the third or fourth leading cause of death, just shortly behind cancer and stroke and also heart disease. So we need to take these things serious, and we need to make sure that we understand what the potential implications of being on them are. And so that leads us into our topic tonight, which once again is drug-induced nutritional deficiencies. And so going into the topic, I want to start with a particular brand or a particular type of medication. High blood pressure medications are very commonly prescribed. I think they're somewhere in the neighborhood. Don't quote me on this. I think it's 21 million people in the United States suffer from some form of high blood pressure. And I don't know how many million are taking some type of medication for high blood pressure. Dr. Ford may be able to answer that better than I can because I know he sees this. He specializes in internal medicine, so he treats a lot more of this that way than I do. But high blood pressure medications, there are different classes of medications, and one of the primary classes that are used are called the diuretics. And diuretics, there are different kinds. There are, you know, furosemide is a very common one. And then you've also got the thiazide diuretics, which each one of these do different things, but ultimately they cause water excretion through the kidneys. And so by doing that, lower blood volume and subsequently lowering blood pressure. But one of the side effects of taking these medications long term is, of course, the induction of different types of deficiencies of specific nutrients. And so I'm going to give you an example. There's a class of medication, the thiazide diuretics we talk about, which will lower blood pressure, but there's particular elements there. As you increase water output, you also increase the output of nutrients that are water soluble. So for example, the nutrients that are water soluble would include things like vitamin C and calcium and magnesium and zinc and the B vitamins. These are all water-soluble nutrients. So the longer you're on a diuretic, the higher potential you have for excreting these particular nutrients from the body and then therefore becoming deficient long-term. Now, that doesn't sound too bad. A lot of people say, well, I take a one-a-day vitamin or I take a multivitamin and so I'm covered. Well, that's not necessarily the case. Although you may get more of these nutrients by taking in a multivitamin, the real problem is some of the medications induce severe deficiencies or can induce severe deficiencies. And so a multivitamin, the dose in that multivitamin may not be adequate to address the subsequent deficiency, or the form of the nutrient in the multivitamin might not be adequate. In other words, it may be a poor quality product that the person is using, and that being the case, wouldn't do anything to help correct a deficiency. So in the example of these blood pressure medications, I'm going to give you not only thiazide diuretics, not only do they cause water excretion and cause water loss to lower blood volume, but we've also found that certain thiazide diuretics actually cause or prevent vitamin B1 from entering the cells of the heart. And why is this important? Because when you shut off vitamin B1 to the heart, you can actually induce heart disease. And there's a name of that disease. It's called beriberi. And although it's considered to be quite uncommon, there have been several articles published here recently in recent literature in hospital settings where they're finding more and more cases of beriberi simply because they're now starting to look for it more consistently. Whereas before it was considered, beriberi was considered this third world disease where people were starving, Africa or other third world countries, where they just don't get enough of any nutrients and so they're more prone to suffering diseases of malnutrition. In America, we don't really consider that to be the case. However, we're finding that it's becoming more and more the case. And because these diuretics can deplete or inhibit these nutrients from working properly, it's important to know that, because if you're trying to prevent heart disease, yet you're secondarily inducing heart disease, it can kind of be a tail chase. In other words, here you can lower your blood pressure, but if we cause vitamin B1 deficiency, we're going to create an issue where there may be congestive heart failure that is present, and now you've got heart disease. And so sitting down with your doctor and working with your doctor and asking the right questions about these medications, I think, is a very important aspect. And so if you're on medications and if you've been on medications chronically, I encourage you to do so. We're about to head to break. I want to encourage you to call in. As soon as we come back, we're going to have Dr. Ford with us, and he's going to be giving us some great insight on use of medications and some of the potential long-term nutrient depleting side effects and what he does specifically in his office to help to deal with this little treated problem. But call in if you've got questions. The number is 281-558-5738. We'll be back shortly.
You want to obtain optimal health and wellness naturally? At Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center, we can help you achieve optimal health with our six-point wellness program that will have you feeling great. Dr. Sakina Davis is board certified in family practice and has helped thousands of men, women, and children prevent disease. Now, if you're tired of taking multiple prescription drugs each day or you're just feeling bad, call the Woodlands Wellness Cosmetic Center for a consultation. The number is 281-362-0014. Our comprehensive program enables patients to boost their immune systems, increase their energy levels, and enjoy a better quality of life. Dr. Sakina Davis is eager to share her philosophy as she believes men and women in their midlife and beyond are entitled to look and feel their best. Call today to schedule your appointment at 281-362-0014. Again, 281-362-0014. The Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center.
Check them out on the web at www.woodlandswellness.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Have you been put on medications to treat your symptoms because doctors have been unable to identify the cause of your depression and fatigue? Have you tried thyroid hormones without great success? Then call Town Center Wellness today. That phone number 281-240-2229. Symptoms of hypothyroidism such as fatigue, depression, and mental sluggishness have all been linked to nutritional deficiencies. If you have any of these deficiencies, medications might help initially, but they will be of little benefit in the long run. At Town Center Wellness, you will be seen by a doctor who is board certified in clinical nutrition and has the ability to detect your deficiencies and customize a nutritional prescription based on your unique needs. Quit guessing about your health and call Town Center Wellness today. 281-240-2229 and schedule your appointment. That's 281-240-2229. Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229.
Have you been put on medications by your doctor to treat symptoms of disease, but no one is doing anything to identify your problem? Have you been told that you need to see a psychiatrist because your symptoms don't fit the doctor's prescription pad? Don't be a victim of mainstream sick care. Dr. Osborne specializes in helping find the answers to unresolved health problems. The future of medicine can be found at Town Center Wellness. Dr. Osborne utilizes state-of-the-art technology through genetics, specialized laboratory testing, and more to help identify the causes of your symptoms and personalize a treatment plan for you. At Town Center Wellness, you're not just another patient, you are a person. Obtain excellent health through genetic accommodation. Call today for an appointment at 281-240-2229. That's 281-240-2229. Or visit us on the web at towncenterwellness.com. That's towncenterwellness.com.
You take vitamins every day, but how can you be sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy? Most of us try to stay fit, but how many of us know exactly how healthy we actually are? In fact, studies show that 50% of people who take vitamins have deficiencies that can suppress immune function and contribute to chronic illness. SpectraCell's patented blood test measures vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in the body's cells to determine if you're getting all you need. For more information in the name of a clinician near you, go to www.spectracell.com or call 713-621-3101.
Everybody, this is Dr. Osborne. You're on the air with Alternatives for Health and Wellness. If you've got questions, the number to call in is 281-558-5738. We encourage you to call and ask your questions. Tonight's topic is drug-induced nutritional deficiencies. What does that really mean? That means that taking medications long-term periods of time can actually contribute to loss of vitamins, loss of minerals, loss of other nutrients. And so we're here to discuss what you need to be concerned about if you are taking a medication, which nutrients you may need to be concerned about, and what are the long-term implications of those nutrient deficiencies on your health. Could a nutritional deficiency of something that's caused by a medication actually contribute to the same disease you're being treated for? And so these are all questions that we hope to answer for you tonight. And if you've got others, just feel free to call in, 281-558-5738. Tonight I've got Dr. Don Ford with me. He's an internal medicine specialist, and he has a practice here in Sugar Land. very near my own practice in Sugar Land, and he has a unique way of practicing and prescribing. And so I'm going to let Dr. Ford talk a little bit about his practice and what he does and how he identifies nutritional deficiencies in patients and how he kind of monitors his medication use with them. So Dr. Ford, welcome on board tonight. I'm going to let you kind of take over the mic.
Well, thank you, Dr. Osborne. It's a pleasure to be here. My practice is pretty much a traditional internal medicine practice, with the exception that we do integrate into that practice a lot of the alternative treatment options. Probably over the last several years, there's been certainly more awareness in the conventional medicine area that the medications that we use do have potential side effect issues due to nutrient depletions, and those need to be addressed. We treat a lot of diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and some of the commonly used medicines in all of those diseases can create a long-term, or, that people take for a long-term, can create a deficiency of important nutrients. And some people may say, well, is this clinically important? The answer to that question is, I think that they are, because we're becoming more aware that long-term depletion of certain nutrients actually does lead to a number of significant diseases. And I think the most one that most people are most aware of is perhaps vitamin D, where long-term deficiencies of vitamin D are associated with cancers and high blood pressure, diabetes, a whole host of diseases. It's not as quick an onset as the lack of vitamin C might be in causing scurvy, but nevertheless, it's very important. So when we're treating someone long-term for their cholesterol problem with a statin drug, we have to think about what does that statin drug, what nutrients is that statin drug going to be depleting? And of course, CoQ10 is one of the main things that the statins will affect, and we have to replace that. The absence of CoQ10 can cause problems with muscles, which is one of the most common side effects of the statin drugs, is achy muscles, and so we don't want to have that if we can. It also may aggravate high blood pressure if it's deficient, and it can aggravate heart function if the person happens to also have some heart problems. So CoQ10 is something that we supplement oftentimes when we're using statin drugs. Now, in my practice, I try to use the lowest possible dose of the statin so that I can still get the beneficial effect of lowering the cholesterol and reducing inflammation with the statin drug, but not run into as many problems with the nutrient depletion. But nevertheless, you still have to keep that in mind. Another big area is in diabetes. And the first line therapy for most type 2 diabetics is metformin. And metformin has a lot of advantages in treating diabetes. But one of the problems it has is it depletes vitamin B12. And in my practice, I've found just a large percentage of people who are on long-term metformin who have become deficient in their B12 levels, where their level falls not only below the optimal range, but all the way down below the normal range. So, and of course, long-term B12 deficiency can be associated with central nervous system problems and peripheral neuropathy and fatigue and a host of problems associated with DNA synthesis and energy production. And then the other big area, of course, is hypertension, where several of those medications that are used have nutrient deficiencies associated with them. Dr. Osborne's already mentioned hydrochlorothiazide, and when I was in my training, we used pretty large doses of hydrochlorothiazide, like 50 milligrams or 100 milligrams, but what we found was the side effects were just very difficult, and the antihypertensive effect was really not that much greater. So that now we have used much lower doses of hydrochlorothiazide, like 12.5 milligrams, sometimes 25 milligrams, and sometimes as low as 6.25 milligrams. But nevertheless, even with the low doses, the potassium levels and the magnesium levels and the sodium levels have to be monitored, as well as some of the B vitamins, which can be depleted by the thiazide diuretics as well. Actually, when you look at the literature, there's almost every medication out there has been associated with some nutrient depletion, so it's something that you really have to stop and think about when someone's taking a long-term prescription drug. You have any other comments, Dr. Osborne, about
that? Well, one of the things that I like to do is I like to use different types of lab tests to kind of measure and monitor patients that are using long-term medications. Oftentimes, for me, I get patients and they come in and they may have a laundry list of, you know, up to, and I've seen as many as one person taking 28 different medications at the same time. And so at that point, you have to kind of scratch your head and say, well, are you here because of the symptoms of drug interactions interacting in your body? Are you here because of the symptoms of disease? And how do we really tease that out? And so one of the ways that I like to use, or one of the tools that I like to use, is that there's a test called SpectraCell, and any doctor can order it. And it's a functional method of measuring nutritional deficiencies inside the cells. And when we use this particular lab, we're able to then identify whether or not the medication that they're on is actually depleting the nutrient that the literature tells us that it may be depleting. So kind of in the example that you used earlier with metformin, we very commonly see B12 deficiencies and oftentimes see folic acid deficiencies in people that have been on metformin high doses for any long period of time. So then we can go back in. There's a lot of new research and old research that talks about homocysteine levels in metformin and how long-term use can raise homocysteine. And now cardiologists are routinely using homocysteine as a marker as an independent risk factor for cardiovascular disease. So once again, diabetes being a disease of the small vessels is one that, you know, it's a form of vascular disease, and so treating it can actually increase homocysteine. And so if we're not careful and we don't measure those things and we don't follow up with those patients, you know, periodically to make sure that we're not doing something like that, then I think we can get a better overall outcome for them. And I know in my practice, and we were talking earlier, and Dr. Ford, you know, he mentioned that he had some patients that reported improved energy and just improved well-being just by taking care of some of the deficiencies that are known to be depleted by certain medications that they were on. So I think overall, sometimes vitamin deficiencies don't cause this dramatic disease state, but they cause a symptomatic state. Maybe it's what we consider to be subclinical. It's pre-disease, but they feel less than what they should, and that's kind of hard to quantify in clinical practice. Sometimes just have to kind of scratch your head and say, well, we can't call it a name, but we can certainly look to address those factors, and oftentimes addressing those factors will improve the overall outcome.
The other thing about SpectraCell I've noticed is that a lot of times you can pick up deficiencies that can help you treat the disease itself. So maybe they're deficient in chromium, and if you're treating a diabetic, it's important to probably replace that chromium, even though it may or may not be a nutrient-induced nutritional deficiency. It's still a nutritional deficiency that needs to be fixed.
That's absolutely right, and that's a very good point, because you're one of the few doctors, in my opinion, that at least that I'm aware of, that actually looks at nutrients as an important aspect to overall health. It's like you said, if you can pick up on other things, other deficiencies that can contribute to the disease states, I think that just makes you ahead of the game, and it just gives you another valuable tool to help take care of your patients better than maybe somebody else who's out there who's not doing these things, and maybe their patients don't get as good a result. I know in talking with a couple of other doctors that, one is a very, very big into research, and in her case, she finds that if she collects her data, gathers her data, and presents it to the insurance companies who sometimes give her trouble in paying for some of these tests, that they come around to her line of thinking, because her patients go to the hospital less, they have less side effects and less overall need for care long term as far as cost is concerned. So I think a great aspect. I want to go to a quick question. We've got somebody who's been waiting. John in Sugarland has a question. John, you're on air live with Dr. Osborne, Dr. Ford. What can we do for you tonight?
Oh, hi, Dr. Osborne, Dr. Ford. I have submitted myself voluntarily to a use of a drug called Vivitrol. And you both know what that is. And I had my third monthly shot, and I've noticed it does decrease the appetite for alcohol. I like champagne, and it just so happens that it does reduce that, but it also reduces, in my opinion, just general appetite, and I've lost 35 pounds in 3 months.
Well,
I mean, 195 down to 160, and I love weighing 160, and I didn't like weighing 165. I also like the fact that I don't drink two bottles of champagne a day like I was getting up to. And, well, my point is I'm kind of worried about my loss of energy and all of this, too. You know, the loss of appetite, overall loss of energy, a general feeling of pukiness a lot of times. I take full vitamins. I am on treatment for blood pressure, but I don't think I need to be. I'm 106 over 60 right now. And I take Vasotec in the morning. This is under my general doctor's discretion. And also I take Cardizem 360 at night. So I just wondered if I'm not overly medicated or
well, John,
what your thoughts might be in this particular situation.
With your weight loss, John, you may not need as much blood pressure medication.
Obviously.
So you probably would want to check back in with your primary physician and find out if that's
the case. I dropped Altace. I was going down to 80 over 58.
So you were on Altace and Enalapril?
At one time.
Well, you shouldn't be on two ACE inhibitors.
Right. Well, I whacked that off, and he's all for it. And now I just take the Vasotec and the Cardizem at night. And
right.
I do.
Well, who prescribes the other drug that you mentioned, the injectable drug?
Yeah, Vivitrol.
Yeah, who prescribes that one? Is it what kind of doctor prescribes that?
A general doctor.
Okay, and how long have you been on it, and how long are you going to be on it?
It's a 3-shot series.
Oh, so you're finished with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it does work. By God, that stuff does work. I did that kind of voluntarily. I didn't really want to do it, but I decided I wanted to do it. In the end, I wanted to do it because, believe it or not, I want to have a procedure, a cosmetic procedure on my double chins.
Okay.
And as it so be, these doctors that are in the business of doing cosmetic surgery for double chins, et cetera, are very selective in their patients, and they want to see perfect liver functions. And when you drink two bottles of champagne, you will not have perfect liver functions. And mind you, folks out there that might be listening, two bottles of champagne is only 3 8-ounce glasses. Excuse me, for one bottle.
Right.
That's 6 glasses of wine, and that is not entirely a lot of money for a guy that likes to shoot pool like myself. And I'm 55 years old, and I've been at it a long time.
Well, you know, there are some nutrient deficiencies from alcohol, which is also a drug. It can deplete B vitamins and magnesium and things like that. So have you had a SpectraCell test done, John?
SpectraCell, I have no knowledge of this whatsoever.
Okay.
What I would recommend that you do is go back and talk to your primary care doctor, find out if he can run a SpectraCell. That would be important if your complaint is fatigue, because with the alcohol in the past and then some of these other medications for your heart, you're looking at a number of different deficiencies. And we could talk about fatigue and nutrient deficiencies for 20 hours straight and still not be done, because there's so much interaction there. I mean, a B12 deficiency, zinc deficiency, magnesium deficiency, all these things can contribute to fatigue. So,
there's another loop in this, guys. Okay. I am having difficulty in urination at age 55. And I was wondering, through all this stuff and this medicines and this Vivitrol, is this maybe affecting the kidneys or the prostate and my flowage?
Well, one of the big factors it's affecting...
Last night, 6 times I got up.
If you've been on those ACE inhibitors for a long period of time, those are known to cause zinc depletion and to interfere with zinc. And, of course, zinc is one of the known nutrients that allows the prostate to maintain its size and to maintain its health as you get older. And so that's a it could be a contributing factor. I don't want to say that it is because, you know, without a clinical study, without actually getting my hands on you and examining you and then running appropriate labs, I would be hard pressed to say for certain. But that would be the first area I would look. I would look at nutritional deficiencies as a potential contributing factor. John, we got to run to break. We do appreciate your call and hope you're learning something tonight. We'll be back shortly, y'all. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. If you're on hold, we'll get to you just shortly.
Tired of being thick around the middle? Does your skin flap like a chicken when you wave goodbye? Are those saddlebags getting on your nerves? Well, Cool Lipo is here and the results are amazing. As we grow older, our skin begins to show the signs of sun and lifestyle. The face and neck are exposed to the sun more than any other part of the body and tend to age more quickly. And we look for expensive creams and lotions to erase the signs of aging, and some people even consider surgery. At Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center, we can perform Cool Lipo, a non-surgical procedure, in our office. And there's no downtime, and it takes less time than a trip to the grocery store. Consider Cool Lipo to remove fatty tissue under the chin, neck, arms, abdomen, and even thighs. Call Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center today for more information at 281-362-0014. We'll have you back in swimsuit shape in no time at all. Call us at 281-362-0014 for your Cool Lipo consultation. 281-362-0014.
Check them out on the web at www.woodlandswellness.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Osborne. I'm here today to tell you about a company called NutriMD. If you've been taking long-term medications, anything longer than 6 months, and you're concerned about whether or not these medications may be making you tired or may be causing secondary side effects in addition to what you're being treated for, then it's great to look for NutriMD, because basically a lot of the medications that you can take can deplete nutrients. And so if you're taking one of those particular medications and you have deficiencies, very simply put, it could contribute to other disease, it contribute to fatigue, it contribute to a lot of different symptoms, and ultimately it can make your health poorer than what it already is. So If you would like to learn more about NutriMD, they have a line of formulas that address these very causes. You can check them out on the internet. The website is www.essential-nutrients.net. That's essential-nutrients.net. They actually have a nice surf tool that you can use. Type in your medication to find out which nutrients are being depleted. Once again, that's www.essential-nutrients.net. This is Dr. Osborne. Have a great evening.
Have you been put on medications by your doctor to treat symptoms of disease, but no one is doing anything to identify your problem? Have you been told that you need to see a psychiatrist because your symptoms don't fit the doctor's prescription pad? Don't be a victim of mainstream sick care. Dr. Osborne specializes in helping find the answers to unresolved health problems. The future of medicine can be found at Town Center Wellness. Dr. Osborne utilizes state-of-the-art technology through genetics, specialized laboratory testing, and more to help identify the causes of your symptoms and personalize a treatment plan for you. At Town Center Wellness, you're not just another patient, you are a person. Obtain excellent health through genetic accommodation. Call today for an appointment at 281-240-2229. That's 281-240-2229. Or visit us on the web at towncenterwellness.com. That's towncenterwellness.com.
Warning: if you've been diagnosed with high blood pressure or high cholesterol and are currently taking medications to offset these conditions, then you need to be aware of the nutritional side effects that they can have. Commonly prescribed cholesterol and blood pressure medications may lead to deficiencies in vitamins and minerals that are needed by your body to protect the function of your cardiovascular system. A deficiency in some of these nutrients may actually cause heart disease. The doctors at Town Center Wellness specialize in identifying nutritional deficiencies with state-of-the-art laboratory testing, not available in most doctors' offices. Protect your health today by calling Town Center Wellness at 281-240-2229. Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229. Once again, Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229.
You take vitamins every day, but how can you be sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy? Most of us try to stay fit, but how many of us know exactly how healthy we actually are? In fact, studies show that 50% of people who take vitamins have deficiencies that can suppress immune function and contribute to chronic illness. SpectraCell's patented blood test measures vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in the body's cells to determine if you're getting all you need. For more information in the name of a clinician near you, go to www.spectracell.com or call 713-621-3101.
Welcome back, everybody. You're on the air with Dr. Osborne and Dr. Ford. We're talking tonight about drug nutrient-induced deficiencies. This is Alternatives for Health and Wellness. If you've got a question or you want to call in, the number's 281-558-5738. At the request of a caller over the break, I want to give out my office phone number. You can reach me, Dr. Osborne, at 281-240-2229, or you can find me on the internet at www.towncenterwellness.com. Back to the topic at hand, we were talking about going to the break earlier. A gentleman had been on, it sounded like, been on some long-term medications to measure or to monitor his blood pressure, and of course we mentioned in there that somebody's prescribing him too much of a couple of different of the same types of drugs, which both of those can induce a zinc deficiency, and he was complaining about potentially prostate issue with a difficulty in urination. And so that's a good example of how long-term use of medications can induce or lead to or contribute to symptoms that can contribute to disease. I'm going to talk about another class of medications here, because I think it's important to touch on this one. I think this is probably an epidemic in the United States, and that is young women who begin taking birth control pills. We see a lot of this in my office, a lot of young women and a lot of even middle-aged women that are on birth control pills or some form, even if it's not a birth control pill, some form of estrogen, and realizing that estrogen contributes to a number of different nutritional deficiencies. But we'll go back to that young girl who maybe she's 16 and her parents have concluded that she needs to be on birth control pill because she's sexually active. And so let's just take this case scenario where you have a young woman and she starts it at 16 and she doesn't discontinue birth control until she's 24 after she gets out of college. She's married and now she's ready to start a family and have children. Well, let's think about that in terms of long-term detriment of nutritional deficiencies. Because estrogen depletes folic acid, we can actually induce folic acid deficiency with long-term estrogen use. And folic acid deficiency is the number one cause of neural tube defects in the United States, number one nutritional cause of neural tube defects. And what is a neural tube defect? Well, it's a congenital birth defect that's completely preventable if you can measure folic acid levels and make sure that that woman who's been on those contraceptives for that period of time is not folic acid depleted when she's ready to start her family. So we take that young girl and she goes through life, and now let's just say that the child maybe isn't born with a defect as bad as a neural tube defect, but birth control pills also inhibit zinc. And zinc is the second most common cause of birth defects in the United States, especially as it relates to babies being born low weight or premature. Zinc deficiency can contribute to babies being born with smaller brains and smaller head circumferences. And they've actually done a few long-term studies on zinc deficiency and IQ, and this is 5 years after the fact of being born, and they found that zinc deficiency at birth and through gestation can actually lower IQ. And these were found to be quite permanent as far as their effect. In other words, you can't just start taking zinc after being born zinc deficient and correct the problems, because there's a lot that occurs in those first few years of life, a lot that occurs in your nervous system that is dependent on the right nutrients being present in the right amounts. And once those areas of the brain have developed, there's no going back in time and redeveloping them. So it can be quite permanent in that aspect. So birth control pills or estrogen, if you're taking those particular medications, you want to be aware that those particular medications contribute to a multitude of different types of deficiencies. And this is, you know, in my clinical practice, this is one of the reasons why I think I see a lot of women around 30 who are depressed or who are sad. And you go back and you review their history, and Don, you may see a lot of this as well. You review their history, and they've got this long history of being on birth control or being on estrogen because of abnormal periods or because of they just wanted to prevent getting pregnant, and they're depressed. And all the research that's coming out now on folic acid and dopamine and epinephrine and serotonin levels, and these are neurotransmitters that a lot of these antidepressant medications affect. And so a lot of times these women will get, not only are they on estrogen, but now they get put on a medication that is supposed to help them with their depression. And one of the things we know about estrogen medications is the depletion of folic acid. And one of the things we know about folic acid is it's a primary cause of depression. And so if you connect the dots, and a lot of doctors do connect the dots, but there are a number of them out there that just aren't not aware of these estrogen-induced side effects. And so I think a lot of women get put on medications prematurely when they shouldn't be because of not a thorough nutritional evaluation hasn't been performed.
Oh, absolutely. I also see, because of the nature of my practice, I see postmenopausal women who are on hormone replacement, and it's the same story basically as with the birth control pills, because there's the same nutrients that are being depleted and the same problems, and there's a lot of fatigue and lack of motivation. Sometimes you can work into an actually depressed state, but replacing those depleted nutrients is just a crucial thing to do for those women.
Absolutely.
Now, when they're younger, it's really important because they may get pregnant and that impacts their child or their baby. But just for quality of life purposes, and you know, when women go through menopause, that's a big change for them, and a lot of things that they have to adapt to, and having a nutrient depletion that's aggravating the whole scenario is not a good thing. So
I agree, and there was actually a study just recently published where they took women and they put them on an antidepressant, and they took another group of women and they put them on an antidepressant plus folic acid, and the results between the two groups, the women with the folic acid supplement did, I think it was 10 times better on their questionnaires that they had to fill out, the depression-based questionnaires that they fill out in these research studies. So certainly there is a benefit to measuring and detecting to see whether or not it would be something that would benefit them. Let's go live. We've got Yvonne calling in Houston. Thanks for calling in tonight, Yvonne. What can we do for you?
I listen to your show and have a little static on the radio this time of night. But anyway, a few weeks ago, you gave a website. I'm going to cut this down. A website for where you could look up your drug and see what nutrients that it interferes with. I have had several Spectra cells run in my life. I'm also a health professional, so I really am aware of this. I just would like that website again.
Sure. The website is www.essential-nutrients.net. And as you get to the site, you'll see in the upper left-hand corner, there's a small blue box, and you can type in your medication, and it will give you just a general breakdown of the nutrients that medication depletes. Now, if you don't find your medication in the database on this website, you can put in a request, and oftentimes they'll get back to you. You know, if your medication does indeed induce a nutritional deficiency, they'll get back with you with potential deficiencies.
Right. Okay. I am on and this is kind of an additional question. I'm on 50,000 IUs of vitamin D a week. I was put on by my endocrinologist because of a deficiency, and I'm mid-range on serum, but on my last Spectra cell, I came back deficient.
That's a good point, and let me address this, because I do both. I measure your serum levels. He probably measured your 25-OHD levels, which is basically the active metabolite of vitamin D that's floating around in your bloodstream. And on the SpectraCell test, they're not actually measuring the active metabolite. They're measuring ergocalciferol. And ergocalciferol is slightly different. This is vitamin D2. And so your D2 functionally is deficient, but your D3, when you say you were mid-range, where were you?
You know what? I can't remember. I think maybe 30-something or 40.
Okay, that's actually borderline.
Mm-hmm.
the reference ranges for Quest and LabCorp and some of these labs that are out there, they have a reference range of 20 to 100 as basically anything in between is normal.
Right.
Although some of the labs are coming out and saying if it's below 30, it's considered to be suboptimal.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're actually seeing clinically and what some of the newer research is saying is that anything below 40 is really considered to be suboptimal and puts you at risk for a number of different endocrinological problems, because vitamin D, frankly, is not a vitamin. It's really a hormone. So if you're on 50,000 IU once a week, that's a pretty fair dose. How often are you getting your 25-OHD checked?
About once every 3 to 6 months.
Okay. I would go back, and my goal with patients in the wintertime, I like to see them at least at 50. And okay. If it's summertime, I have a little bit more leeway because they're outside, they're getting a little bit more sunlight, which, by the way, is the best way to get vitamin D, is through the skin.
I'm the poster child for autoimmune disease. I have lupus, which the sun affects me, so that's somewhat of the problem.
But well, then let me give you one last piece of advice. Have yourself checked for gluten intolerance. It's the only known cause for autoimmune disease.
I am gluten intolerant, and I'm on a strictly gluten-free diet. So.
Well, good for you, Yvonne. Well,
right.
Thank you. We
appreciate
you
that.
Calling in. You have a wonderful evening. And we're going to cut to a quick break, and when we come back, I'll talk more about drug-induced nutritional deficiencies.
Do you often tell your doctor that you're tired all the time, out of energy, have no interest in sex, and seem to have PMS all the time? The doctor probably ran your blood work and told you that everything came back normal. At the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center, we specialize in hormone imbalances. We don't only rely on the blood work to diagnose your symptoms, and we don't treat the individual symptoms by giving you a prescription for each one. We look for the root of your symptoms and get to the underlying problems that are causing your symptoms. Dr. Sakina Davis can help you obtain health and wellness naturally. Call the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center today at 281-362-0014 and let us put you back in balance. Call today at 281-362-0014. Call the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center today. Check them out on the web at www.woodlandswellness.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Osborne again. I'm just here to tell you tonight about a company called NutriMD. They're a supplement company that specializes in the formulations of products or supplement products that correct nutritional deficiencies when you're taking certain types of medication. They've got different supplements if you're on high blood pressure medicines or cholesterol medications or diabetes medications. They've got supplements if you're taking estrogen, whether it be a hormone contraceptive pill or whether it be just estrogen to help regulate your cycle. Whether you're taking an arthritis medication or whether you're taking an antacid, realize that all of these classes of medications can have nutrient depleting side effects. And you should be aware of it. Your doctor should be aware of it. You should be measuring and monitoring those nutrients, and you should also be very prophylactic, and the way that you can do that is by taking a product that's designed to prevent the deficiencies from occurring in the first place. So log on to www.essential-nutrients.net and learn more about drug-induced nutritional deficiencies. This is Dr. Osborne. Have a great evening.
You take vitamins every day, but how can you be sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy? Most of us try to stay fit, but how many of us know exactly how healthy we actually are? In fact, studies show that 50% of people who take vitamins have deficiencies that can suppress immune function and contribute to chronic illness. SpectraCell's patented blood test measures vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in the body's cells to determine if you're getting all you need. For more information in the name of a clinician near you, go to www.spectracell.com or call 713-621-3101.
Back, everybody. You're listening to Alternatives for Health and Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Osborne. Tonight we have Dr. Don Ford, specialist in internal medicine, here with us tonight. He's got a practice in Sugar Land, and we're talking about drug-induced nutritional deficiencies. And before we cut to the break a moment ago, we had a caller call in about vitamin D. And interestingly enough, earlier we were talking about cholesterol-lowering medications and statin medications. These are things like Crestor and Zocor and Lipitor, and how these particular medications can inhibit a nutrient called coenzyme Q10, or CoQ10 for short. But on the same chemical pathway, these nutrients these medications can also potentially inhibit the formation of vitamin D. And so, although it's less commonly seen, vitamin D deficiency induced by statins, it's still something that, you know, as a clinician, if we have a patient who has a long-term history of being on these medications, we really want to look at those vitamin D levels and make sure that they're stable and normal. And we mentioned that vitamin D is actually a hormone, and deficiency has now been linked directly to 19 different terminal cancers, high blood pressure, systemic inflammation inside the body, as well as endocrine disruption. There are a lot of thyroid hormone is dependent upon vitamin D to be able to work. So there's a lot of things that vitamin D is important for. So make sure if you've got a family doctor you're comfortable with, make sure you're asking them to check those vitamin D levels for you twice a year, once going into winter and the other one coming out of winter. And that way you make sure, at least during the months where the sun is not shining as bright, where we don't make as much vitamin D, we're at least measuring those levels and making sure that we're in a range that's not going to contribute to disease. Now, I want to talk a little bit, too, about arthritis. A lot of different arthritis medications. And I get asked this question a lot, you know, by patients that are on, Celebrex is the main one now, the main COX-2 inhibitor, because Vioxx was removed from the market. So a lot of patients ask me, is there something I can take in place of my Celebrex that would do just as well to reduce my joint pain? And of course, my answer to that question is, yeah, potentially, but let's do an exam and let's find out, you know, what your body's missing, what you're lacking, so that we can determine that a little bit better. But realize when we're talking about Celebrex, this is one of those types of medications that's used for long periods of time, and most of the patients have been told they need to be on it for the rest of their lives. And Celebrex is one of those that can inhibit folic acid as well. And because we've been talking about folic acid tonight, I thought it was important to bring that up. Folic acid deficiency, just traditionally speaking, actually contributes to joint disease. And there was a nice study done, and it was published in the Townsend Letter for Doctors. And they actually took patients that were on COX-2 inhibitors and patients that were on, like, just the standard non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications, and they found that folic acid inhibition occurred in both groups. And one of the things that they also found was folic acid inhibition actually led to a reduction in how much cartilage they were able to form in their joints. And so then that led to additional studies. And so today we now know that basically, folic acid deficiency prevents cartilage formation. Well, that being said, here we are. We're treating a patient with joint disease. That's what arthritis is. It's inflammation of the joints, and it's a deterioration of their cartilage. And we're putting them on a medication that, in turn, inhibits folic acid, which folic acid deficiency prevents the formation of new cartilage. So although you can do wonders for pain by giving a pain medication, you're not doing anything for the active disease or for the digression or of the disease. You're actually helping it progress a little bit more favorably. So by inhibiting the pain, you can actually advance or accelerate the disease process. So my advice to these patients, if you're on one of these types of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for arthritis, then you need to be aware that, one, obviously take your folic acid, but take a product that's designed to replace the nutrients that are depleted by that particular medication. But in addition to that, you may want to consider glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM, because this particular supplement is actually quite good at helping to rebuild new cartilage, and it helps to stave off or to slow down the progression of arthritic types of diseases. Well, I want to appreciate our guest tonight, Dr. Don Ford, for coming on and sharing some of his insights with us. We're going to be back next week. This is Dr. Osborne. You're listening to Alternatives for Health and Wellness. And we look forward to hearing from you. If you've got questions and didn't get them answered tonight, feel free to call. The number's 281-240-2229. Or you can visit my website at towncenterwellness.com. Or you can visit Dr. Davis's website at woodlandwellness.com. Thanks and have a great evening. We'll see you next week. We'll be right back.
Radioactive. AM 700 KSEV, Tomball, Houston, the voice.
Hey,